Same call, customer service. My name is Kyle. How can I help you?
Hi, I had two transactions go through on a card. There was an iPad, a Mac. It was a MacBook Pro. Then it said shipping, but it said $4. That's what it said. And I have $99, and I have another $9 taken out of my account and some change. That was not supposed to be taken out, and I need that refunded back to me. I have bills I have to pay.
Okay, can I start by getting your zip code first, please, so I can pull up your account?
Yeah, my zip code is 52804.
Can you say that a little slow? I couldn't understand you. You said
52804.
52804?
Correct.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Karima, K-A-R-E-M-A. And last name is Weitzman, W-E-I-T-Z-M-A-N.
Hold one more, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you know the last four digit? Can you provide the last four digit the card was used with?
Yes, ma'am. It is 6550.
6550.
Yeah, 6550.
Okay.
Yeah, I want a full refund. I don't even want it now. Oh. It was only supposed to be the $4, so.
And you say your name is Karina?
Karima, with an M.
Karima?
Yes.
Karima.
Karima, correct.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Just trying to find an account for you. Hold one moment.
Okay.
Did say the last four digits of the card was 6550, correct?
6550, correct.
Yes, ma'am. Just trying to verify so I can find this account for you and help you out and everything.
And you got my last name correct, right? W E I.
How am
okay.
I'm trying to find an account. You say your last name was W
E I.
Okay.
T Z M A N. The transaction just took place maybe not even 30 minutes ago.
Okay, is that pulling up account for you? Can you spell your first name so I can find it better?
K as in Karen, or no, K as in kite, A as in art, R as in rabbit. E as in elephant, M as in man, A as in art.
Could it be under someone else's name, ma'am?
No, I did this on my card. It's in my name. My last name is W E I T
Z M A N.
Correct. It's my card. There was a transaction that came off of that card. I can give you the card number.
Okay, we're going to do it like this, okay, so I can find it better. I'm really trying to find an account. Can you give me the first six of the numbers on your card? The first six.
The first
six.
440393.
Let me read that back to you. 440393?
Correct.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay.
It definitely was taken out.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Hold one moment for me.
Okay. Yeah, a $4 charge turns into 110. Some company. You know, that's why you can't just go, and they say it's a trusted thing. You can't just go to, huh? No, I didn't use my time. I used my cash out.
And your phone number is 309-721-5708, correct?
Correct.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Just trying to verify a little information because trying to pull up account and it's not pulling up with the name that you provided or the zip code or the phone number or the last four digits.
That's awfully strange.
I'm sorry?
I said that's really strange because this is a phone number that was on the thing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to try one more time.
I have to have that money back.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. Yes, ma'am.
It's got to be there somewhere. I mean, I can even show you the screenshot of what came out of my bank. I can.
Okay, you said
the
what?
Email
and,
I got.
And you said what company was it for? You said for an iPad.
It was the Mac Pro or something. Hold on, let me. It was for the.
What does the name say by the transaction on your bank system?
Deals fast.
Deals fast.
Deals. $99.97 at fast deals today.
Fast Deals Clean Pro.
It just says Fast Deals and then TODA. That's it.
Okay, so it's Fast Deals spelled FACIAL, correct?
FASTDEALST and then Deals and then today and then it's TODA. Is what it says.
Okay, hold on, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Where did you find our phone number at? I'm just trying to help you out and get it everything cleared up.
Oh my. This is wild. It was right there with the sale. It was right on the. It was like the, I don't even want to go back into this because it's. I'm being frauded money left and right. This is like the third time. I live on a fixed income. Where's here?
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. It looks like it's an error with the company, the name, the phone number you got. What I would do, I would call, have you call your bank and see.
There's no call. This is it. I'm supposed to contact you guys. Yeah. I got bills due on the 1st of the month. This should not have happened.
I do understand.
Hold on, just give me 1 second, because it's got to be something that's messed up on your end. Everything was filled out correctly. I don't understand.
It says on the terms and conditions, ma'am. Once after so many days, 14 days, 48 hours, you will be billed the whole amount of the transaction if you do not cancel.
I just did this. This just happened. I had a thing come through on my email stating, take this thing for Walmart. It was a Walmart thing. Take a survey from Walmart. And said, I got this. I'm at Pad Pro. It just happened. Just happened within 30 minutes. And then I went straight and looked at my account, and it stood $100 taken out. It said that they had gifted me a free iMac for taking the survey from Walmart. And that's why I did. It was only $4. We paid the shipping, $4 and something odd cents. Paid the shipping, and they sent it to you. Well, instead, this is what I got. Billed $99.97, and then another $9 and whatever change.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. You did say your car was with Cash App, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I need my money to pay my bills. I cannot, this is the type of stuff that makes people go homeless. And I need my money. It's not fair for these corporations to take advantage of people that don't have anything.
Yes, ma'am. You said you got the number off your bank statement, correct?
Say that again?
You said you got the number off your bank statement, correct?
Yeah, I mean, my bank, I went right in and opened it right away to look, and it took $100 out, $110 almost.
And what bank are you with, Cash App, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I have did your zip code, your phone number. I have did your first and last name, your first 6 digits of your car number, your last 4 digits of car number. Okay, let me try one more thing to see if this is going to work. Can I get you? Okay,
yeah,
yes.
And, if you can't do that, maybe you can talk to a supervisor, because this is very important that I have this.
I have one right here talking to me right now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have the first 6 again so I can put them together, see if we're going to pull up account? Can you provide the first 6 again, please?
The first 6 digits is 4403-93. That's the first 3.
Okay, and the last 4, please?
6550. Yeah, and this is the phone number that was on there when I filled it out. This was the phone number that is connected directly to the charge.
And you did say the product name was name again. I'm trying to get everything in script so I can really help you understand these hard times right now.
It was the Apple Computer Tablet, something or other, iMac Pro, I want to say. Here, let me go back. I hate to go back into this thing. Go to my, reopen it. Let me go back into it. Because
and your last name is spelled W-E-I-T-Z-M-A-N, correct?
Correct.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I need that money back. I can't afford this. This is not okay. Right here.
Yes, ma'am. My supervisor, she's even looking at the account right now, and she can't even find the account under every information I didn't provide to her that you have stated to me.
This is not cool. Walmart. I'm seeing No, this ain't it. That ain't. Hold on. I'm looking for the actual email that I went into. Because I opened it. Sweep. Let's see. Not it. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. It was MacBook Pro. It was a MacBook Pro. Ma'am?
I'm
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here with you.
That was a MacBook Pro. Okay. And let's see.
You said a Mac. Hold on. You said a MacBook Pro? Ma'am,
that's what it said.
We don't give our MacBook Pros. The only thing we get out is an Android tablet. We don't give our MacBook Pros. We don't give our MacBook computers. We don't give our iPhone. We don't give our no electronic device that's expensive. Don't
so
try.
What is this then? What do I have then here?
You say it's Walmart.
It said Walmart. Answer and win. And then a brand new MacBook Pro. That's what it says. An offer brought to you by Cyber Earth and then it has Westover Drive, Stamford, North Carolina.
North Carolina?
It says, I'm looking at the fine print on the bottom. But then there's another one that says, this is why all this is so damn confusing. Flamingo Road, Las Vegas. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. This offer is brought to you by Cyber Earth.
Cyber Earth? That's not one of our products, ma'am. Cyber Earth.
And then there's this email, admin. What the heck? Wait a minute. This is something. I hate this. It's so sad that people get taken. This is just so sad that the world is like this anymore.
Yes, ma'am. You have to read the terms and conditions. Every term and condition under that to see what is the gimmick to it. Because you say you pay $4.
Yeah, it said $4 for shipping, yes. And that was it.
Yes, ma'am. You said.
You know, and the sad part is that I did this the other day. It was with the phone, and they defrauded me on that one, and I never got the phone. So this is like the second time in like just the last couple of weeks that this has taken place. And then, you know, they're robbing people, stealing from people. I don't know who's doing all this, but, you know, people are getting robbed and stolen from and frauded. And it's like, it's just, I've had so much fraud and robbery lately. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. I could transfer you to my supervisor to better assist you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
So over fraud. I'm so over it. I'm so over it. I mean, like, did I just get frauded? Was it a fake thing? I mean, I don't know.
No, man, it wasn't a fake thing. It was a survey. It was a survey you possibly did, but you said it's a MacBook Pro and a MacBook tablet. We don't sell. We don't do those kind of products, ma'am.
I wonder what. My goodness, but it had your phone number on there. It had your phone number. I'm beside myself. I just can't take any more. Every time I turn around, I swear every week I've had thousands, anything from hundreds to thousands taken every single week for the last 6 months, and I am suffering behind it. I mean, whether it is through online or
yes,
whether
just,
it is somebody walking in my house.
Yes, ma'am. I just hate this happen to you so much, yes, ma'am. But I got my supervisor on the line to help you out. I hope they can benefit
you
and everything. Okay, I have your information being forwarded to customer service. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day, okay? Hold on a moment, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.